video clips, and great stories highlight my talk, The History of Alameda Park, Butler's Disneyland, on Thursday, June 16th at 6:30 p.m. inside Alameda Park's Carousel Shelter. That's Thursday, June 16th at 6:30 p.m. And it is free.
Radio PA's Ask the Governor program brings you access to Pennsylvania's governor like you've never had before. You can send your questions and comments to Governor Tom Wolf now by going to PAMatters.com and clicking the Ask the Governor link at the top of the page. You could be part of our next edition of Ask the Governor.
School funding, investment in schools is really important to me. My goal is to try to provide for a fairer tax system for everybody. I said, send me a full year budget, a real budget. And I'll let it pass. We need to get to work to get this budget done.
You can also listen to Ask the Governor and watch exclusive video clips from the show on PAMatters.com.
This is Governor Tom Wolf. We'll talk about the issues that affect you on Ask the Governor. You can submit your question or comment today by visiting PAMatters.com.
Ask the Governor is a production of Radio PA and PAMatters.com in association with TFM Advertising.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us for this half hour. Now, let's talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. I'm Tracy Morgan. Always nice to have you. Just around 11:15. And this is our 30 minutes to sit back and chat for a little bit. We'll get away from the music for a short bit and talk with Dr. Lori Lankowitz for Balance for Wellness. And before we get to Dr. Lori, just as a reminder, if you need to be mobile, the free app is available to you through your iPhone or Android devices. Just plug in WISR 680, and then that will come up, and you can download that in mere seconds. It'll be on your phone. And what you hear today, if you love it, you're just busy, you don't have the pencil and pen ready, that's okay. This is going to be our podcast for the day. You go online to WISR680.com, and then you would look under programs. That's going to drop you down to Let's Talk. Just look for Balance for Wellness, and you're set, and it will be the podcast for the day. So, Dr. Lori Lankowitz, how are you doing today?
I am well, Tracy. How are you, my friend?
Oh, it is good because I see sunshine, so that's always a good
thing. Yeah, and a little bit warmer. Thanks, a little bit warmer.
I know. Well, I'm glad you're here today. I'm glad you brought the topic you did today because you're talking about moving and in association with physical therapy and Balance for Wellness. And the reason I guess I'm just glad that you're talking about this today is because I just kind of, you know, sat back and thought, okay, I'm not moving enough. I got to get back on the treadmill, and here we go. And, you know, and it's never a pleasant thing.
Yeah. The, excuse me. That's the tough thing. And this topic is really surrounded around more movement while at work, and trying to keep it simple because we just get so bogged down. And just real quickly, while we're talking about work, of course, I'm from Balance for Wellness, and you can get more information about us at www.balanceforwellness.com. And I've recently launched Balance for Wellness Academy, which is bfwacademy.com. And some of what I'll be talking about with the brain-heart-gut complex is on Balance for Wellness Academy, as well as just some corporate wellness information. So if you're looking for someone to come into your office, into your corporation, and speak or consult, you know, to get people moving again, then I think I'm probably your woman. And so that's where we're going to go with this today. Someone recently asked me to do a webinar, which I'll be doing right after this, on more physical movement while at work. And, you know, I said to that person that asked me, I would love to do that, but we have to incorporate the mind in with that, because mental health and physical health go together. And, you know, one thing I wrote for the webinar is, you know, continuously using the mind does not move our body. You know, so if we're just sitting all day, the mind's working, the body's not. But if we move our body, we're also moving our mind. So that is a biggie. Just remember, you've got to get up and move. And if you sit all day, then, you know, there's just not enough blood flow going back to your brain. And so your productivity, your focus, your ability to complete the tasks at hand are going to deplete. You know, we have to move. So, you know what, I just think it's time for a change. And, you know, we can call it a movement revolution if you'd like. But we need movement of thought, so the mind, meaning movement of the body, and what we really need are movement of paradigms. So the first thing you said, Tracy, was, oh, I'm not moving enough. I got to get back on the treadmill. And, yeah, that's a great way to start, but it's beautiful. How about just a nice walk outside? And, you know, especially on a day like today where we're getting out of all that wind and chill, you know, can you find 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I mean, even five, to walk outside of your office? You know, is that possible for you, Tracy?
I can, but a lot of other people may not be able to. I mean, they may be, you know, in shifts or in a mill or, you know, in appointments all day. But, yeah. But you know what I've seen, which I don't know what they're called, but I'm sure you've seen them too, are these desks that now you could be mobile with and you know, push them up, if you will, and stand or sit. It's up to you. Have you seen those?
I have. And when I was doing some research for the webinar, it was talking even about treadmill desks. So, you know, and they were saying initially productivity went down because people were getting used to walking and working on their computer at the same time. But when they actually did get used to it, their productivity increased because of what we're talking about. You know, if we keep the body moving, we get more blood flow moving. Our mind is just so much sharper. So there's just more mental acuity without a doubt. And, you know, why I asked you if you can get out versus a treadmill, I like them both. You know, definitely a good walk on a treadmill is going to clear your mind. And, you know, thankfully here at Balance for Wellness, we have treadmills and other exercise equipment so we can jump on it. But also our therapists are moving all day long, so that's very helpful. But today, you know, I want to focus in on simple movements while at work, you know, just to keep people a little bit more keen. And also the biggest paradigm being less shift out of the need to exercise, because I believe that people feel that if they, I feel like, you know, they're used to hearing you have to exercise, you have to eat well, you have to do this, you have all these have to's and shoulds, and it ends up putting a mental strain and a mental burden, you know, especially when you don't do it, then you start feeling like a failure. And so if we remove the word exercise, which to me is a connotation of I have to, and replace it with movement, we may start saying, I want to. And I think that what I heard from you is that's what kind of was jarred in you. You know, we're talking about this thing, and it's, you know, oh, I do have to exercise versus, yeah, I'm not moving enough. I just need to move. Do you think that that's what you felt when you saw this?
Well, yeah, and I guess the other reason why I'm glad that you brought this whole topic up, the movement at work, is because I'm thinking by the time I get home, here's my life. I get home and, you know, then the next thing my kids come home from school and we're on the verge of summer. So that, of course, mom has to be entertainment. And then every time I get into something, as in the treadmill, then I get interrupted again. So to me, it's kind of hard for me to, you know, put my mind to say I want to exercise when I get home because I got all these other things I have to do.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that that's what happens. You know, we just get bogged down, you know, and back to those have-tos, you know, eat right, exercise right, get enough sleep, so on. And then we find ourselves saying what you just said. How do I fit it all in? Or for a lot of people, I can't even leave my desk to eat lunch. You know, I have too much work to do, or I'm so tired I can't even think straight anymore. And, you know, so we need to make a change. And right now, you know, there's big buzz about corporate wellness. And, you know, with all the healthcare changes, corporate wellness is now becoming something that corporations have to do. I mean, literally, you know, if they don't start doing something, they can get charged on their insurance and so on. But the dilemma for these corporations, and people have talked to me about this, is, you know, we put together these incredible programs, but we can't get our employees to jump on. And a lot of that is because they feel like they can't even get up to leave their desk to eat lunch, or what you just said, you know, if it's something that has to happen after work, forget about it. You know, they're just way too busy.
Well, it feels like it's just something else I have to do. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's something that's piled on. And so then again, you know, the brain starts saying, oh, man, and so it just increases stress. And so, you know, I have some real simple things here we're going to get into, but I want to go into one more thing first, and that's the idea of the brain-heart-gut complex. And this is something, you know, as I was preparing for and developing Balance for Wellness Academy, you know, I think anyone that knows me realizes I kind of have the mind-body-spirit thing. You know, I think that we should work holistically and pull that together. But I wanted to use some verbiage that maybe would catch people's attention a little differently than mind, body, spirit, because I think in that, for some people, especially big corporations, they hear mind, body, spirit, and they're like, oh, that esoteric, you know, yoga, meditation stuff, and believe me, that all works. But I wanted something that would be a little bit different, and so I did the brain, heart, gut complex. And the basis behind this is we are taking in information all the time, into the brain, into the mind, constantly being fed, to the point where we're overwhelmed, you know, because now it's obviously people listening to the radio, watching television, and now we have our smartphones, and we're there's advertising as we drive up and down Route 8 like crazy, and so on and so on. You know, we're constantly getting tweets and texts, and you know, our brains are totally overwhelmed. So when something new comes in that we think, well, maybe that will be good for us, it kind of gets drowned out by whatever the next influx is. And so what I am proposing and what I really want to teach is this, when the info comes into the brain, check in with the gut, you know, the stomach, the area that really is very intuitive that says, oh, wait a minute, that feels good to me, or, oh, that is just not right. You know, and can you feel that? Can you think of times when you take something in and the gut, like, says, oh, I better listen to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I think we all do that. Or, you know, we take something in, and it can be in any situation, the gut is saying, oh, run away as fast as you can, you know. Somebody's trying to sell me something I don't want or whatever it might be. And so now we have the info in the brain, so we're learning. We have the gut saying, okay, pay attention or don't pay attention, you know, just get away. And then we go to the heart, which is really our feeling center and acts as a fulcrum between this very active brain that's just taking an info in this gut that's intuitive, where the heart starts saying, yeah, you know, just settle into this. You know, learn more about it, get more information, and maybe start to make that paradigm shift. So in this situation, you know, we're taking in the info of exercise, eat right, da-da-da-da-da, and meanwhile we're saying, what does that even mean? You know, what exercise is right for me anymore? You know, what does eating right even look like? Because one day we hear this, and the next day we hear that. And, you know, if we correlate the gut with physical health, you know, that's really our body, that literally is our gut health, which for a lot of us, because we are so stagnant and we're not moving enough, our intestinal system's not moving enough, and so we find we're constipated, we find we're sluggish, and all those different things. And then obviously the brain is your mental acuity, and then your heart really becomes your well-being. So we want this kind of triangle of the brain, heart, gut being physical and mental, with the overall balance being well-being. If these three are out of sync, then we feel dis-ease or disease, you know. And so we just have to become much more aware of what's going on in us and around us, and how we're helping ourselves and how we're hurting ourselves.
Well, the good news is that we're in sync when we hear you speak, so we never have a bad gut reaction.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. As I'm sitting, and it's funny, yesterday I was really preparing a lot of info, and I have been over the last week. And, you know, getting ready to send the PowerPoint off, and I stopped because I knew it needed to be rechecked, and I had a couple more things, and I said, well, this is your own cue. You got to get up. And I did. It was lunchtime. I had to get up. I needed to eat. I needed to take a break and not rush through that, you know. So I kind of have to take my own medicine, if you will.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So in this, again, so if the physical body doesn't move, the gut starts to hurt, it's sluggish. The mental body, the brain starts to wear down, focus decreases, and then well-being kind of goes away. And through this, because we're feeling defeated then, you know, our hearts start to feel guilty and overburdened, and we're back in the moment of, I know I need to exercise, or I know I want to move, but man, how do I do it, and where do I find the time? So that's what we're going to kind of chat about now, is what can we do at work? And I want to repeat something I said earlier. Movement of the body equals movement of the mind. Movement of the mind does not equal movement of the body. Okay? So when you're sitting at your desk and you're thinking, boy, I have to get this project done, I promise you, if you take 3 to 5 minutes and get up and walk around or do a couple squats or do some heel raises or something, all that blood that's just kind of stagnant in your body is going to start to begin to circulate and will reach your brain again, and that's what you really need. So let's kind of reconnect this triangle that's been disconnected, and I like using the KISS principle, you know, and I like to call it keep it simple, silly. As you know very well about me, I'm very positive, and so I don't like keep it simple, stupid, which I think was the connotation for a long time. But keep it simple, silly kind of gives it more of a lightheartedness. And one of the big things I hope this does is it reminds you to laugh. You know, so we start thinking movement, and we think we got to lift weights, and we got to run, and we got to do these things. But laughter itself, the amount of muscles you end up using just by laughing, I mean, if you just right now just kind of take a little giggle or, you know, do a chuckle like I just did, you'll feel your gut move, you feel your chest move, your back, and then, of course, everything in your shoulders and up in your head and your face. You're moving countless muscles just by laughing, and I really believe that we don't laugh enough, and especially more at stressful situations at work. You know, we really try, we don't even try at Balance One. I mean, we're just a bunch of lighthearted, kind of silly people, so we try to laugh a lot, and it just kind of comes naturally. You got to remove that gremlin voice in you that is saying, I have to exercise for 45 to 60 minutes or it won't be effective, you know, or I don't have the time, you know, all those different things that because now you feel bogged down, you won't move at all. As a positive affirmation voice, you know, any movement is better than none. 5 minutes of breathing and stretching will increase stimulation of my brain. It'll increase my focus, and, you know, just by taking a short breath. And I am more effective when I move. And I think that's something that if we can instill in our brains, I am more effective when I move. And again, just for a couple minutes, you're going to start making some big changes just at your work life. Here's a little bit more thought around this. The first 30 minutes of movement produces the most oxygen to the body. So, you know, that can be 1 minute to 30. You're really starting to get the oxygen to be utilized throughout your whole system and into your brain. And once you get over 30, truly depending on where you are in your life, especially as you start getting into your 40s and 50s and you're having some hormonal changes or at any time in life, when you're overstressed, as soon as you start getting over 30, especially if it's vigorous, you start causing a stress response in your body. And so that throws off your blood glucose levels, and that drops, and then all of a sudden your cortisol goes up, which causes you more stress. So you want to be careful about overexercising is what I'm trying to say. And I do believe that a 30-minute walk on a treadmill or outside will do wonders for you. But, you know, if you only have 10 minutes, that's going to do a great amount for you as well. Okay, so let's talk about keeping it simple and silly. There was actually, the city of Presque Isle in northern Maine, did a Maine cardiovascular program. Take a quick drink here. And what they ended up doing was they created a program literally called Sit for 60, move for 3. Just what it says. If you're at your desk, in your car, no matter what you're doing, if you're doing that for an hour, I have a tickle in my throat, then you got to get moving for 3 minutes. And so that's getting out of your chair, walking up and down stairs, performing stretching exercises, getting out of a vehicle. Trace, can you add something here for a minute?
Yeah, you go ahead. Yeah, and just as a reminder, folks, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Lori Lankowitz from Balance for Wellness. And if you haven't heard, I mean, she's been in this new location now for a good while, but they are just south of Butler on Route 8, a brand new building. And I just saw the new signage, so that's fabulous, too. And if you want to get an appointment, we'll get you all the information here in just a couple of minutes. And what I love talking to Dr. Lori about is the whole fact that it is Balance for Wellness. I mean, you have physical therapy, but you have so many other things to get your mind, heart, and soul all in the same path, if you will. And today we're talking about moving, but not just moving. We're talking about moving at work, which is always a good idea. And I know we're always trying to find ways to get up and out of our desk. This could be a good excuse. So, Dr. Lori, you're telling us how we can do that. I know you mentioned 30 minutes is always a good time if we're at home on a treadmill. We may not be able to do that at work, of course. So you said 10 minutes is good, too. But what are some other avenues that we could take?
Okay, so some... here's some cool stuff, some movement that actually stimulates the brain, because we're always looking to get both the left and right side of the brain. And, you know, if you are really sitting at your desk and so focused, then you're really heavy into the left and the right creative is going to sleep. So literally bouncing or tossing a ball between your hands or throwing it to a coworker, and make sure you're using both hands, that will start to stimulate both sides. And again, it's going to be fun. You might start laughing a little bit. Stand and balance on one leg and then the other, and you're going to start using the lower body, really bringing in some different muscles and also, you know, stimulating some blood flow. Stand and lift the right leg and the left arm at the same time, and then reverse that. Standing and keeping the head still and moving the eyes in all directions, above, below, left, and right. You're going to have to balance with that, and it's just going to get the head and the eyes to start moving in different directions. Sitting or standing, touching the right fingers to the left knee or foot, and then reversing. You know, so kind of those old windmills that we used to do, you know, touching and coming back up. Walking 10 steps forward and then backwards, and then go side to side. You know, what we're looking to do here is to get our brain to start crossing over, crossing the paths. And so you're getting physical movement, and you're reawakening your body all at the same time. So those are kind of fun.
Can you talk about, I hear what you're saying. I like all those tips if I'm at work, especially if I can't get around for 10, 15, 20 minutes while I'm at work. But sometimes I think if I'm just doing those, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, because this may be the lie in our heads that you need to correct, but I'm not really doing anything, because all I'm doing is, yeah, moving my arm for a couple of minutes, but it's not really, in my mind, exercise. So how is it benefiting me?
Yeah, again, we're going to take this. We're going to move from exercise to movement, and yes, it's benefiting, because just imagine if you are in any situation, say typically you are at a desk for 8 hours, maybe half an hour for lunch, or you're on an assembly line, so you're always doing the same thing over and over again, or you're sitting in a truck, you really are not moving at all, okay? Except more so on the desk job. When you start to do these simple movements and the balance, you are helping your brain to then come back to your body, and you're getting this replenishment of oxygen and circulation. Anytime you replenish oxygen to anywhere, you are exercising, so you're going to get a benefit. Because, you know, when we're sitting for so long or in one position for so long, it really, you know, within 17 minutes, you are getting a whole pooling of blood to your lower extremities, okay? So that kind of shuts down your circulation. As soon as you get up and start moving, it revitalizes and pushes that blood back up. And that's why in the next segment, I'm talking about doing, you know, just standing and doing some squats, or standing up and sitting down, standing up and doing some heel raises, just up on your toes and back down, you know, doing side squats, any of that stuff. You're moving blood through your body where, you know, and I'm telling you, your body is going to love you for it, especially if you are sitting, you know, or just stagnant for so long. So that's why this is so important. This is such an important paradigm shift. And this is why I truly believe, Tracy, that corporate wellness programs are failing, because what they're saying to their employees is, you know, we need you to be out walking for 30 or doing some aerobics class for an hour or whatever it might be. And that people are saying, wait a minute, I don't have time. And so give me time at work. And then the upper management is saying, well, you know, you need to be productive. And so there's this constant push and pull, where if we can shift the paradigm to let's get 15 to 30 minutes of movement, and even 15, you know, it doesn't have to be so specific. We just need to start utilizing our muscles. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It does. Dr. Lori, we have just about 5 minutes left with you, so just want to give you that time frame, so go ahead.
Sounds great. So the last thing, so those are some cool things. Again, the squatting, kicking your legs straight out, and then very important is breathing, and we don't do enough of it. You know, we get so bogged down that we forget, and so a lot of people don't even know how to breathe. So gut breathing, literally when you breathe in, you should be pushing your gut out, and I teach people, if you put one hand on your chest and one on your belly and take a breath in, the hand on your belly should be pushing out. And then when you breathe out, the hand on the belly should be pulling in. We kind of do that in reverse, and you really learn this in yoga. So just practice that. I mean, hand on the chest, hand on the belly, breathe in, push that gut out, breathe out. And if you did 10 breaths and did that one time an hour, you're going to work your lungs, you're going to work your abdominal muscles, And believe me, you're going to get some oxygen back to your starving brain that your brain is saying, oh, my gosh, you know, I can't even do this project anymore. And a couple easy stretches, even in sitting, doing some shoulder shrugs, you know, shoulders to the ears, roll back, squeeze those shoulder blades, place your hands behind your head and move your elbows backwards, especially if you're at a desk all day. That kind of opens up the chest and gets the arms and the fingers stretched out, reaching your fingers really high to the ceiling, whether you're sitting or standing. If you're sitting for a long time, you don't want to stand up and then just bend over very quickly. Your back may end up hurting. So you want to do kind of a gentle stretch, you know, maybe some twists. A really good thing to do if you sit all day long is to sit up in the chair and place your arms across your chest and just rotate side to side. Do that 10 times, and then you want to go back in your chair and then kick your legs straight out. And so you'll really start taking care of your back in that regard. And then finally, just because we have only a couple minutes left, tips to start this movement revolution. If you own a business, you're in upper management, you want to ask your employees, you know, what kind of movement would be fun for them and easy, things they could start doing at work. You know, have a kickoff party, a movement kickoff party, put up some posters, hang up some notes, send out an email, remember to move for 5 or 10 minutes. And take in that, you know, fit for 60, move for 3 thing. I mean, I think that's just absolutely incredible. And my last tip is please make sure you leave your desk or your workstation and eat lunch. Too many people are sitting at their computers and eating and doing these things. And, you know, we need to move. And bring your lunch. Bring something healthy. You know, don't run out and get something greasy. Do something healthy for yourself.
All right, Dr. Lori, with a couple of minutes left, I don't want to negate everything that you said, but let's say if we're not moving and you are specialized in physical therapy, how does that come along? Because maybe we aren't. Maybe we have mobility issues. Maybe we are just people like me who say, I just don't feel like it. And that's a bad thing. So then when I need physical therapy, what do you tell people in that time?
Yeah, and you can come directly to us. We talk about direct access every time we're on this show. That means you call us, you come in directly, you do not need a referral. Insurance does pay for it. And at that point, we're going to do an evaluation on you and find out what's going on. If it's your neck, your back, your legs, your feet, your arms, we will help to, first and foremost, reduce pain and then start to improve function, whatever that means, improved range of motion, strength, posture, so on and so forth. And then we're going to teach you exercises that you need to be doing. You know, some you can do at home. And then with us, a lot of times people then will just come back after they're discharged, and a lot of insurances are paying for people to come and use our facility. But definitely if you hurt, and that's one of the reasons you're not moving, physical therapy is your number one place to go. And the next show we do, which will be in 2 months, I'm going to focus on physical therapy as an alternative to pain management, because, you know, we're really in this time where we are using way too many opioids, and we know it, and people are being addicted. And there's a big campaign right now through the American Physical Therapy Association that's talking about physical therapy being the big alternative to these pain meds, and that can be through different modalities, and so we'll focus on that next time.
Dr. Lori, your contact information.
Yes, so we are on Route 8 in the old Cochran Motors building and in Penn Township, 724-481-1141. You can find us on the web at balanceforwellness.com, and again, bfwacademy.com. There's lots of information there. Contact me with any needs or questions, or just call our office if you're thinking I am in pain or I need some help with this. Come on in and let us do an evaluation with you.
Dr. Lori Lankowitz with Balance for Wellness, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tracy, and everyone have a wonderful day.
And folks, thank you very much for joining us for this segment of Let's Talk. Again, this is online as our podcast for the day at WISR680.com. I'm Tracy Morgan with Let's Talk.
About 6 foot 4. like his fancy clothes, and he liked to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun, he got a razor in his shoe. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.